Well, after going through the film, kind of reiterate what I said yesterday. We just didn't do enough things well enough in the game. I had plenty of opportunities, but we just didn't make enough plays in all three phases of the game. Certainly, the penalties hurt us. Two in the return game, a couple on offense, a couple on defense. We just didn't make enough plays in third down. That was obviously a problem. And even though we had two touchdowns in the red area, we got close in the red area offensively. That didn't come up in the stats, but it's the same thing. We just weren't able to get the ball in the end zone. So, that's pretty much the story again. The field goal play at the end. I mean, and Chris is, obviously trying to do the right thing by stepping up and taking responsibility, but that's not his responsibility. That's ours, and we just got to do a better job of coaching that. That's not his fault. That's on me, the coaching staff, and we just got to do a better job there. So.
Bill, in the post-game press conference, you were clear about noting that you didn't bring a player from the second level. Now, reading the rule afterwards, it doesn't mention which level the player comes from, but I found a lot of different references by Dean Blandino to the second level. Why did you have the notion of second level pushing being illegal, but at the line of scrimmage, perhaps looping and pushing after the snap as being legal?
That obviously we are wrong.
No, I understand that, but for some reason you were stuck on the notion of second level. And how did that get into your mind initially? I know it was in the initial proposal. Did they do a good enough job articulating that second level is also illegal?
It's our job to understand the rules, and whatever the bottom line is, we didn't do it properly. So.
Bill, I know a couple weeks ago against the Bengals you had some issues on third down, and there were a lot of long situations there. And yesterday you had about a half dozen more manageable situations on third down that you feel converted on. I was just, is that something to do with you guys? Was it had more to do with what the Jets were doing? I don't know if you can shed some insight there.
Yeah, we just didn't do a good enough job. The league average in those situations is a lot higher than what we were. It's not; they're not impossible situations. And, the third and longs are third and longs, and that's they are what they are. They're harder to get, but got to get some of them too. But we just ones that we had better opportunities on the short yardage situations, including the third and one. We couldn't make those either. We came back and made the fourth and one, but we just didn't do things well enough to pick up the yardage. So it was a combination of a lot of things. Got to coach better, got to block better, got to throw and catch better, got to just execute the plays in the passing game and the running game, and from a coaching standpoint, we got to do a better job there too. So it's all the way across the board. I couldn't point to one. It was the same problem on every play, but the results weren't anywhere near good enough what they needed.
Just as a follow-up to that on the third down, and you had a situation, I know it was third and one, and you gave it to Bolden, and he was stopped. And then you go to fourth and one and Ridley. I was just curious, why go to a different running back in a similar situation, or vice versa? Why not use Ridley the other way around?
We were in a no huddle. We were, in a no huddle mode. On the third and one play, they stopped. They measured it. It was an inch or two short. Whatever it was, very close to the first down. So we went with the play that we had for that situation. Those were the people that were on the field for that play. So, that's why that happened that way.
Bill, going back to the Jones situation, you talk about coaching it better, but it seems like on that play there, is that kind of just an instinctual move on the player's part, and it's really a spur of the moment type of thing?
No. We've got to coach him better. What he did was basically what he was being told to do, and we just have to coach it better. That's not Chris Jones' fault.
Bill, what were your thoughts in watching the tape on how Rob Gronkowski fared in his first action back this season?
I think Rob did some good things. Obviously, he hasn't played for a while. I'm sure that with more playing time and practice time, that he'll improve. But I thought he competed well, and he definitely gave us some plays.
When you enter a situation like that, and you figure he's not going to play every snap, how do you manage, like, when to take him off? It seemed like, was there any sort of set pattern there? How did you manage that with him?
Well, he was in the game in certain personnel groups, and wasn't in the game in other groups, so that was one way to manage it. And then just on the sideline, watching how he was doing and talking to him, I think we got a sense of what the amount or level of plays were going to be for him as the game went down. So that's a combination of those two things.
It's sort of a game, a question on a specific play. It was on a Geno Smith scramble, Bill. I'm trying to call it up just so I can get the exact time of it, but it was on, I think it was in the fourth quarter. It was a third down play. It was, and he just got to the sticks for a first down, if I remember. I was just curious on that. Is that a break in containment on that play, if you even know which one I'm talking about? How did that sort of space open up for him there? Do you know which one I'm talking about? I'm trying to pull it up, but I can't find it.
You're not talking about the touchdown or the play before the touchdown.
No, you know what it was? It was third and 14 in the third quarter. On it was a play. It was at year 24, and it was third and 14 on their scoring drive, in which he ended up scrambling for the touchdown, but it was two plays before that.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a breakdown in our rush lanes with the pass rush.
Yep.
And then, we could have possibly reacted to it a little bit quicker in the secondary. That might have saved a couple of yards, which would have made a difference, but that's the responsibility of the pass rush to keep him from doing that. Everybody else was locked up in coverage. But then, once he crosses the line of scrimmage, then, some players are available or, are freed up at that point to, leave their coverage. And we could have maybe reacted that a little bit quicker, but we just didn't do a good enough job on the pass rush of keeping them in there, which again is a combination of coaching and playing.
Bill, it seemed like Chandler Jones was pretty disruptive in the game. I'm curious what you saw, if you would agree with that assessment, and just in terms of his overall performance. It seems like he's given you guys a lot, pretty much never really coming off the field.
Yeah, I thought that Mike. I thought that Chandler played very competitively. I mean, look, with every player, there's always plays that could be better. I'm not saying, you know, I wouldn't say that about anybody, I mean, after almost any game. But, you know, he definitely had some disruptive plays. I mean, I thought that, you know, we had a lot of guys in the front seven that made some, you know, made some disruptive plays, you know, at times. I mean, we got them from, you know, Joe and Chris, Chandler, Rob, you know, like Rob's play on the interception to Ryan, you know, he was right in. You know, right in Smith's face there. I don't know if that affected the throw or not, but you know, it might have. So, you know, certainly Brandon was disruptive in the running game. Jamie Collins, you know, had some disruptive plays, Hightower. So, you know, we had, I thought, a number of those throughout the course of the game. I mean, of course, we played too many plays on defense was part of the problem, but, you know, there was, you know, a number of guys were active up there, and Chandler had plays in both the running game and the passing game that were disruptive and you know, physical plays. So I think that he's, you know, had strung a few weeks here together, and you know, hopefully we can continue to do that.